start with you, Corey. Three teams that you think is going to win, and I'm going to hold you to those.
Everyone let me say this.
Alabama.
Oh, but I'm going to choose Tennessee.
Oh. Wait, what?
You are now listening to Let's Be Honest with Derek and Corey.
You are listening to Let's Be Honest with Derek and Corey. I am, of course, the magnificent one, the most amazing host in hosting history, I guess that's what you're going to call it. I'm Derek, and I have my my co-host, Corey. I guess he's here, too.
Yes, I'm here.
Unfortunately. I have my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful producer, Tamia.
Hey.
I don't know if you can hear her. On today's show, we're going to go over a little wrestling from last week, a little football. Corey had some bad accidents in his pick three. I, on the other hand, I achieved some of my pick threes. Then we're going to do, in that third segment, we're going to do What Makes Me Madder Than. Also, we're going to talk a little AJ Styles last week on SmackDown losing to, who's that guy again? Exactly.
James.
Exactly. Exactly. We're also going to go over some TNA woes, a couple of lawsuits there. Who is not suing TNA? I mean, I think everybody's suing TNA but us. I think we need to get on that train, right?
Let's sue TNA.
Yeah, let's sue TNA just because. So pretty much, let's start this week off with some football talk. Like I said last week, Corey, you I believe you picked Tennessee to go over Alabama, right? That was kind of, yeah, how'd that go for you?
Tennessee didn't, it was bad. I was picking more of a size on it, but 49-10, good God.
You didn't even have an opportunity. You also picked Auburn. I don't know why you picked them, because they didn't even play this week. Shows how much attention you pay.
Yeah, I forgot there was a bye week for that.
Yeah. Alabama is still, and I was dared by a coworker today to say this, but Alabama is still, dang it.
Still number one.
It hurts to say almost, but there is some good news. There is some good news. Auburn is now 23rd in the rankings. 23rd. That I am so happy. I believe it has something to do with them beating LSU or something like that, with that, you know, the whole ending thing. Yeah, but regardless, still, I'll take it. I will take it. And then once we beat Alabama in November, you know, it'll get better.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be a win for us.
Yeah, so when that happens, of course, we'll be a little higher in the rankings. And I know some Alabama fans are going to be upset with me, right?
They're going to be crying like it.
So that's going to be interesting. But hey, we're ranked. Also, Ohio State still rolling on. And there's a pun there in there somewhere. Ohio State still rolling on. They're what, second, and nowhere close to Alabama, because I think they're like 1,400 points, and Alabama's like 1,500 or something like that. So that's interesting. But like I said, Georgia's in there ranked somewhere. I'm not too – I think they should be ranked a little higher, but, you know, it is what it is. I guess it's illegal for me to say since I'm an Auburn fan, but, you know, I kind of like Georgia, though. Also, last week, Corey, I don't know if you knew this, because you were, you know, you were busy building that farm that, that I'm going to bet off one day. North Carolina State beat Florida State, which you know, Gene Chizik is a defensive coach over there. I'm a little happy about that because I wanted Florida State to lose so bad. Like, I wanted it bad, like a kid wants candy. I just wanted it that bad. Like, it's just something about them that grinds my gears. I don't know. But they finally lost. So, once again, it is that time for pick threes. Corey, do you have your three?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Can you do a little better than what you did last week? Just a little.
This week looks a little promising. Yeah. Of course, no spoiler alert here. Number one is obviously going to be Auburn.
Of course. Of course.
Yep, of course. Yep. Auburn, number one. And number two, Jake, surprisingly, I'm choosing Wisconsin. Because those guys, they've been killing it recently. Especially with that overtime against Ohio State.
Okay, stop right there. You can't choose Wisconsin. That's my pick. You can't do that.
You choosing Wisconsin too?
Yes, I'm choosing Wisconsin too. I'm a Wisconsin fan, and obviously I was going to choose Auburn. So to me, do you see this? Mm-hmm. He's just hacking me right out the box, right? He took my notes and he says, "Hey, I don't have three, so I'm just gonna take his, right?" All right, so let me guess. Who's your number three, Corey?
Actually, number three. Now, this one was close, but this one I ended up picking Ole Miss for this one.
There you go again. Stop the music. Wait a minute. Ole Miss. Okay, so hold on. So last week, you picked Tennessee, and, you know, apparently you were far off on that, but now you're picking Ole Miss?
I don't know. Sometimes I question myself.
Yeah. I think you should question yourself on this one, too. Maybe you haven't read my notes. Because I didn't choose Ole Miss. I'm far from that.
Yeah, you remember who you chose?
Last week I chose Auburn, of course. I chose Wisconsin, and I chose Washington.
Corey picked Auburn, Jackson State, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
You picked Colorado.
Auburn didn't play. Auburn didn't play, obviously. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn didn't play, obviously. Okay, so I was down one. Okay. Corey lost two.
Jacksonville State.
Well, he didn't even play attention to Jacksonville State.
Yeah, Jacksonville State beat Austin Peay.
Okay. All right, so you won one. One out of three. Washington won. Who did I pick? Colorado?
Yeah, I think you picked Colorado.
And I did?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Is it too late to change?
Is it
too late to change my mind? Okay. All right, let's make it fair. Okay. All right, so, Corey, it's like 1-1. 1-6, okay? It's 1-6. All right, so what's your third pick again? You said Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to keep me on track here. You know, my head. I'm old here. Okay. So my pick three. Since Corey hacked me on the first two, obviously you already know who my pick three is, and it's not Alabama. I'll tell you that now. So let's put that out there now. My pick three is going to be, of course, Auburn, of course, Wisconsin, and also I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go far, far West Coast, like all the way over, right? I'm going to go all the way over to the Pacific Ocean. Did I say that right? Pacific?
Pacific.
We're going to go all the way over, and I'm going to choose Oregon. Just because I'm an Oregon fan. I'm a Doug fan. So that's my pick three. So we're going to remember this, right? I may change mine next week. I may change mine next week. So I picked Oregon, Auburn, and Wisconsin.
Auburn, Oregon, and Wisconsin.
What are you doing, Corey? What the hell was that? You okay? Corey has a stone in his throat, people.
I'm getting Auburn and Oregon mixed together.
Oh, don't do that. hell. So I had Auburn, I had Wisconsin, I had Oregon. Corey has Ole Miss for some reason, Auburn and Wisconsin. So he's copying me. So he's picking the safe choices, you know, so because he knows I picked the winners.
But it's okay.
Yeah, Corey knows a little. He knows a little. So you got a pick three or no?
No.
She doesn't have a pick three. So.
I just go for whoever looks the
prettiest. You go for what now?
Whatever team that's winning so far, like.
You go for game. Okay. So okay, that's okay.
She's such a girl.
Huh? I hope you aren't a girl.
Maybe.
The hell. The hell, that took a left turn really fast. I don't know how I feel about that, but a little personal interest there. So anyway, you okay with that, Corey? Corey's choking on a rock over there. A rock. Not
the rock.
That's gonna get a little weird. What the hell? A rock, not the rock. That sounds a little weird. So all right, so we got to pick threes down. We're gonna hold us to those. Corey's up one, I'm up one.
So both of y'all got one.
So it's one apiece. So looking forward to this weekend, seeing which one of us can we'll get these pick threes right. So now that we've taken care of that, let's kill a little news real quick. Corey, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news. Do you hear about this Paige Alberto Del Rio thing? Or Alberto, I'm sorry, not Alberto Del Rio. Sorry, get sued here. Alberto Al Patron or El Presidente or whatever the hell it is. Did you hear about that? About her proposing to him?
Paige proposed to him.
Yeah, it's like, you know, kind of proposing to a man who's already married. But anyway.
On Total Divas, she had a dude that she was with, and he tried proposing to her because he loved her so much, but she didn't want to, like, basically, get, like, be with him. She didn't want to be married, she said. But now, all of a sudden, she wants to be married.
That gets a little touchy. I'm not going to dive too far into that. It's kind of weird, you know. That whole situation seems kind of weird to me. You know, there's that whole rumor about her with the tattoo, you know, her getting a tattoo of him on, you know, and he's technically still married. So, I mean, that gets a little weird, you know what I mean? How do you feel about that, Corey?
Yeah, I think she's sort of rushed because she's only like 22, 23, I believe. She's in her early 20s. It's kind of a little early for her, at least in my opinion, for her to be jumping the gun. And that's being her birthday, real. That's like a 10, 20 year old guess. It's not that big of a gap, but it's still. It's kind of weird.
And then we got that whole thing about the whole thing with Paige and WWE about how she's hurt or how she's not hurt. There's a little doctor's report floating around online. Once again, as I always say, you can always believe things online. It said something about, you know, she has a herniated disc or a couple of herniated discs. And saying, you know, for her age, she has a lot of wear and tear and stuff like that, which... You know, Paige has been wrestling for an awful long time, so I guess I can understand that. But, you know, WWE has this thing where they have a, from what the wrestlers say, because, you know, they have a great wellness policy. So, you know, WWE, they have this great wellness policy, and they, for some reason, they just say, hey, nothing, there's nothing wrong with her. So I, you know, Paige says, "Hey, there's something wrong with me." WWE says, "Hey, nothing's wrong with me." So this is like a weird situation. I don't know what's going on here. I think they should just part ways. You know, just part ways and just be done with it.
Yeah, it probably. And I got a feeling it's gonna pop up to that eventually.
Yeah, I mean, because this has pretty much turned into like that classic AJ Lee, CM Punk thing, or the whole Brandy and Cody Rhodes. You know what I mean? If one leaves, then obviously the other leaves. So I mean, let's stop wasting time. Let's quit making things for media, you know, people to talk about, and let's just get it over. It's just end it already. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another thing that's out there in the news is about, as I said at the top of the show. About TNA and all these woes about them getting sued, and you know, Billy Corgan's suing them, and he works for the company. Yeah. He's suing TNA, but here's something I don't get: he's suing TNA, but he's the president of TNA.
Yeah.
Like, what sense does that make? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I don't know if it was Pop TV or if it was. Whoever does their music, but something about their music, they couldn't play their music on one of their recent shows. They mentioned about them getting sued by their music company or not, but that's another thing that's been happening with me.
So, yeah, I've heard about that one too. And then also, you have the thing where they're not paying, like, I read this thing this morning. Well, I believe everything that's on the internet. Where they haven't been paying, their American Express bill. They have which I didn't know American Express was still a thing, but they haven't been paying their American Express bill, which is like over like $6 or $7 million. That's a lot of money. I don't either. Like, I didn't even know they had that kind of credit. That's going to mess up their credit report, huh? But see, and you got that, and then you got this whole tax thing where, you know, they owe $3.4 million in taxes. So, I mean, once you add this up, I mean, paying talent, owing talent this amount of money, okay. You know, at this point, it's like, why try? You know what I mean? Like... Yeah. Does anybody know what Billy Corgan is actually suing for? Like, what does he want? Like, we know that he's filed a lawsuit, but what is the lawsuit actually about?
Jesus, I forget what it was. I know one of the websites I go to was talking about it. I forgot what it was. I can't remember if it was something dealing with contract rates or something similar to that, but...
Okay, but what are we getting out of this? Like, is he going to get money out of it? Is he going to get TNA out of it? What's happening here? Like, is there a resolution to this?
That's a good question.
So,
if he's suing for money, I don't see him really getting much because, TNA, they're already in hot water with several other companies about money.
But, you know... Like I said, I said this last time. I'm kind of really sick and tired of hearing this TNA stuff. Last time I said I'm sick and tired of hearing the death of TNA, but it's starting to seem to me like this. It's actually coming to that. So so in this next segment two, we're gonna come up. We're gonna talk about a little Raw. We're gonna talk about a little SmackDown from last week, being that today is Tuesday. And we will be right back with Let's Be Honest with Derek and Corey. Welcome back. Let's be honest with Derek and Corey. In that first segment, we kind of talked about a little college football. We did a little pick three. We know in that Corey's one, I'm one. So it's one for one right there. Also, we talked about a little, like talked about a little TNA woes. Also talked a little WWE and Paige, that little controversy that's going on there. Right about now, we need to dive into a little SmackDown from last week. There's a lot in there that I and Corey are a little upset about from that SmackDown from last week. And to start off from that SmackDown from last week, with this whole AJ Styles losing to James, what is his name?
James, I
think it's Ellsworth or something like that. I mean, not to disrespect the guy, because yes, the guy is a wrestler, but as a fan, I didn't like that whatsoever.
Nah, I didn't either.
I mean, pretty much what that just did to AJ is it just said, oh, hey, this guy, and I'm not going to call him, you know, a name because I'm not a wrestler, but this guy who, you know, he just comes in and he just beats AJ Styles, who is at this point the world heavyweight champion. So, I mean, so that takes your world heavyweight champion and just makes him look like something, you know, makes him look like just somebody low on a totem pole. It just makes him look like, hey, all right, so you're going to lose. I mean, how does that conversation go down? In the back, you know, hey, you're gonna lose. Hey, you're gonna lose to, you know, James tonight, and like how is that accepted? I mean, yeah, it's for the show, but I mean, I didn't like that whatsoever, Corey.
Yeah, same here. I was pissed about it.
I don't know it was really bad. It was cringeworthy, almost, to say the least. It was kind of like saying that AJ Styles is pretty much on the level of what this guy is. And yes, this guy's a wrestler, but I mean, AJ Styles is at a different level. And for him to have a world title, that means that he's the man. So let's take this. Even if he loses to this James guy, why come AJ didn't just go in and just destroy the guy? You know what I mean? Like, why didn't AJ just go in and just beat him up and throw him in the, you know, just destroy the man? Like just show his strength, how angry he is. Why come that didn't happen? All we got is, okay, AJ just lost. AJ stands up. Hey, what happened? Then he goes to the back and gets verbally slapped by Shane.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. To me, and this is just my opinion, to me, it's almost like David Arquette winning the World Heavyweight Champion back in the WCW.
Well, yeah, it's somewhere in there. Without the exception of, you know, him possibly couldn't, if that was a title match, him winning the title, I just don't know, how do we get to this point? Where does the entertainment value come from? Go ahead.
This is some crap you would watch on Raw. Don't get me wrong, I still like Raw and everything. This is something I would expect to happen on Raw.
Go ahead, Corey.
I'm really upset about it because, you know, AJ Styles is red hot. You know, he's beaten John Cena twice, but that's like three times, pinned him clean and stuff, and then they can like pull this thing right here. It's ridiculous.
Something I wanted to point out is something that, you know, I actually have kind of noticed, is the fact that if this was on Raw is 3 hours, and it's easy to maybe cover it up. I mean, yeah, it hurts because you have somebody of that level pinning AJ Styles. Yeah, that hurts. But it's easy to cover it up because you have a whole, you know, hour, depending on where you put it in the show, you have plenty of space to clean it up. Whereas this is on SmackDown, where it's only 2 hours. And, you know, SmackDown is such a good show because it's 2 hours. So it sticks out. So anything that a champion does on SmackDown is clearly going to be noticed. I feel like if something like that was going to happen, if my lasting image of SmackDown was going to happen, I feel like the last thing I needed to see from SmackDown, the last thing I needed to see would be AJ Styles literally beating the crap out of James.
Yeah, that really needs to happen. The fact that AJ Styles is even facing this guy in the first place is just makes you want to say WTL. What the fudge? I mean, come on.
This is fudge. Damn. I don't mind them doing that because I get the ha ha value in it. You know, hey, you know, you got the big champion and he's facing this, you know, this smaller guy, or not smaller guy, but you know, this smaller level guy. I get it. It's the ha ha value in it, but to have him actually, it takes it to another level when you go and you allow him to win a match. Now, keep in mind, this is my opinion, and that is Corey's opinion as fans. We're not talking about as we were writing the show, because we're not the writers, we're not the wrestlers. We're just telling you how we feel as fans. And me as a fan, okay, here's the question, Corey. Does this make, and let's be honest, does this make you look at AJ Styles any different?
For me, not really, because I'm still going to see it, the phenomenal guy, AJ Styles, like the face that Lesnar plays. I'm still going to see him as one of the best. No, I'm still going to see him as the best on the roster right now. He's still going to be the phenomenal one to me.
The next question I want to ask is, because I think that whole thing kind of overshadowed everything else that went on in the match. And the things I'm talking about is like the whole Dean Ambrose, all the other ha-ha stuff, like where he's pulling stuff out of his pocket, where he, you know, where he's talking on his cell phone, where he's signing autographs and taking pictures and, you know, and high-fiving and, you know, all the stuff that he was doing. You know, it kind of overshadowed that, and that was the ha-ha in it. And had this match not finished the way that it did, then we probably would have been talking about that right now.
Yeah.
But I don't even think anything else in that match is important other than the fact that AJ Styles lost the match. And it's making me feel like AJ Styles is not the prominent champion that he should be. Here's my question. If this was back when Bruno Sammartino was champion, or if this was back when JBL was champion and stuff, like you see where I'm going with this. If this was back during those times, if somebody from just a random indie, you know, from let's say Russell Birmingham or wherever. Let's say somebody, and they go in and they beat an AJ Styles or beat a Bruno Sammartino or JBL or whatever. No disrespect to indie wrestlers. No disrespect. Mad respect for them. But if they go in on a national TV show and beat a prominent wrestler, would this fly in those different eras? So if somebody were to go in and beat a Bruno Sammartino, how would we feel then about, you know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying here, Corey?
I think I sort of get the gist of what you're saying.
Yeah, like, how would this even fly then? I can't think of a time where this would be okay. yes, there is ha-ha value here. How is this okay? In any time frame, how is this, like, how am I supposed to be happy about this? Yeah, ha-ha, he pulled out a cell phone. That's funny. Ooh, that's funny. And then he loses the match. What? Wait, what?
Yeah. Now, like, if this was maybe an instance like when Kurt Angle was facing a debuting John Cena and AJ Styles was the way his, you know, attitude to get the best of him, or he was being cocky and the job just upset him, that it was just a regular wrestling match and a guy that's been wrestling that doesn't look like whatever James, whatever his name looks like. Then I can possibly see and stuff, but this whole James, Holmes, Hellsworth, whatever his name is, I don't see that happening.
And I can kind of see where somebody's going to take this, like people behind the Twitter wall. I kind of see how they're going to take this. They're going to say, oh, well, these two guys, they're disrespecting James Ellsworth and all the stuff like this. Because I'm not. I'm not disrespecting him. I'm not disrespecting anybody because I have mad respect for them because they can get in the ring and do things that I, and me personally, probably cannot do. I have mad respect to them. But this is about what I, as a fan, how I was raised, what I've been raised watching, and what I'm used to in wrestling. And this is about, I mean, it seems like the championship doesn't matter, is what I'm saying. It seems like the champion. Now, if this was over in TNA, now let's go over to TNA for a second, because if this was over in TNA, this is a big crossover here. If this was over in TNA. And let's say Bobby Lashley's champion. And somebody, you know, like a wrestler that they've been building for a while. A wrestler that they've been building for a while beats Bobby Lashley. 1, 2, 3, clean in the middle of the ring. Then that is okay. That is fine. I am, as a fan, am more okay with that. Because you have invested interest in this person. You have invested interest in, you know, you're putting money behind them. You have a future plan for these people. I am having trouble believing that they are actually putting interest in this James Ellsworth. I can't see him being in a title picture anymore. Like, I mean, he was on SmackDown last week, and he was on Raw probably a long time ago. I don't see him doing anything else here lately. So why let it happen?
Yeah. And what was the purpose? Why?
Is it just
the anything more of Dean's antics or so? Or was it just a shock value? I mean, why?
And that gives the question of what is more important? Is it the champions that you have caused me to believe so many times? Because I can't remember a time where a championship didn't mean much. You know, I just can't think of a time where a championship didn't mean anything, right?
Yeah.
So now, and even on Raw with Kevin Owens being the Universal Champion, it's hard, realistically, with any title that's in WWE right now, I can't find one title. With the exception of the Intercontinental title, because I love what they're doing with Miz and Ziggler. With the exception of the Intercontinental title, there is not another title that I am believing that is such a dominant title that I'm supposed to invest my time in believing that. That is an important title. The Universal title. Oh, it's been smothered by the fact that Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens are best friends.
Yeah.
New Day. When's the last time they defended their tag team titles again?
Jesus Christ, I can't even remember.
The United States title isn't doing anything on Roman Reigns. It's not. The SmackDown titles aren't doing any. It's smothered over the fact that, you know, Heath Slater. I mean, okay, last week, Heath Slater and I want to say Ryback for some reason. Heath Slater and Rhino came in to save Ziggler, right?
Yeah.
I forgot that they were tag team champions. I just thought, oh, they came in to save somebody.
What
title besides the Intercontinental title? And here's your question, Corey. What title besides the Intercontinental title is an important dominant title that we can believe in?
And I'm glad you asked that. I was about to say the winners' titles. I mean, from what they've been doing on it so far, you know, especially with the sit-down interview Lita had with Sasha Banks and Charlotte this past Monday, and the fact that they're having a winner's title in the sale match. Now, I'll give it to the winners' title for right now that they're making me want to believe in the title.
Let me ask you, Tamir. Let me ask you this. So, you have the SmackDown Women's title, and Corey brings up a good point. I actually didn't put that in because they've been doing so good. The women have been doing so much better than what the men have been doing. So, my question to you, to me, is this. Which title do you feel is more important? Because is it the women's title, which is on Raw, or is it the SmackDown's women title on, obviously on SmackDown? Keep in mind, we haven't seen, but where is Becky Lynch?
Well, something about undisclosed medical. It wasn't anything too serious to make her miss several months of SmackDown. But I think it was probably just an illness or sickness she had or something.
Okay, all right, so. I was about to, because I was a little upset about that, but okay, if there's an absolute reason, I thought they were kind of keeping her off the show. So which title to you, Tamia, is pretty much more important to you as a wrestling fan? Which one is more important to you?
SmackDown.
The SmackDown Women's title?
Yeah.
So you don't think what Sasha and what Sasha and Charlotte are doing on Raw is any good?
What are they doing?
Here's my thought, and I hate to have put you on the spot like that, but here's my point. Here's what I'm getting at. Because Corey brought up a good point, and it kind of reminded me of something that I wanted to say about the titles. They are doing on Raw something that you barely see anymore. Because they're bringing back, they're picking up where Trish and Lita left off. They're bringing back where Trish and Lita left off. And I know we got to go to break, so I'm going to try to rush this, and we'll finish talking about this on the next segment. But think about this for a second. Think about where Trish and Lita left off. And then that little space in between where, we're back for bra panty matches and Playboy matches and blah, blah, blah matches and stuff like that. Charlotte and Sasha are picking up where they left off. Because over there on SmackDown, yeah, Becky Lynch has hurt us, or blah, blah, blah. But let's look at the women over there that are wrestling pretty much every night, like Naomi, Alexa Bliss. There's no awe value for me over there. It's starting to seem, and this is just from a fan's point of view, but there's nothing for me there that makes me say, oh, wait, I have to watch this. There's nothing for me there that makes me, there's no draw. Do you see what I'm saying? There's nothing there that makes me excited to watch it. Where on Raw, we can say, oh, hey, Sasha and Charlotte's doing a 450 or whatever that thing was that she did a couple weeks ago, you know, onto the floor. Oh, my God. You know, wow, that just happened. The only thing cool that the women are doing on SmackDown is Naomi has a bunch of lights.
We're
a little late going to break, but go ahead.
Just making short, sweet, and simple. this past SmackDown pay-per-view what's her name, Nikki Bella and Carmella. That was actually a pretty good match. I was surprised myself. I didn't think it was going to be that good, but I was pretty entertained for this.
Let's do this. Hold that thought for a second. Let's do this. Let's go to break. When we get back from break, we'll kind of pick up there. We'll talk about what happened. You know, we'll talk about what's going on with the women on SmackDown. We'll talk about what's going on Raw. Also, we're going to get into some Nothing Makes Me Madder Than. We will be right back. To Let's Be Honest with Derek and Corey. We are on the third segment of the show. First segment, we did some sports talk. We did some pick threes. We talked a little wrestling news, TNA woes, Paige and Alberto Del Rio, some WWE news. Second segment, we talked a little about WWE and the whole James Ellsworth thing with him beating AJ Styles. I told you how I felt. Corey told you how he felt about it. At the end of that second segment, we kind of got on a spell about the women, about how we feel about the women's championships, and I kind of wanted to pick up on that real quick. You know, before we round this out, I wanted to say that I am starting to really believe in, and I'm not going to drain this too long, but I'm starting to really believe more in the women's matches on Raw and the men's matches on SmackDown. It's kind of lopsided here, okay? Because on Raw, Kevin Owens and Jericho, that whole thing's kind of killing the title. It's smothering the title. Now, and then on SmackDown, you have the whole the Dolph Ziggler and Miz thing going on. You know, it's kind of lopsided. Now, I don't know if this whole brand split was supposed to make this happen. I kind of thought that the brand split was supposed to even things out, but it didn't. It's kind of making things lopsided. Now, you know, when I talk to people, they say, oh, well, you need to give it time. You know, the brand split time. You can't really call it right now. But my thing is this. It's a brand split. I need to be entertained. And if I'm not entertained, what's going to make me stick around?
Yeah.
And I think WWE is getting comfortable in this thing where, okay, well, if it doesn't matter if they're entertained. Let's just give them this. Let's just spoon feed them crap. And they'll come back next week because they have been doing it for the past however old they are. You know what I mean? I think they're getting used to us watching. Like, they know we're going to watch. So they just say, oh, well, we're going to get comfortable in this mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, let's just write something down. And it seems like that's what's going on. I kind of feel like, you know, because if I'm not mistaken, they use the same writers for SmackDown as they do Raw. Am I correct? Or do they use separate? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I think they have their own separate set of writers.
So, regardless, it's lopsided, and this is, I'm going to kind of round it out here. It's lopsided. Women's matches are better on Raw. Let me not throw away the Cruiserweight matches because those are amazing. Tony Nese and TJ Perkins And, you know, let's not throw that whole thing away because I'm loving that. But with the if we were to look at last night's Raw, and that's another thing that we need to get into here is grades of the shows. But if we were to look into last night's Raw, and I'm going to go ahead and give you my grade now, I'd probably say that the best part about Raw last night was Goldberg.
Oh,
yeah.
That if that Goldberg segment wouldn't have happened, I would have probably not finished Raw.
You'd be asleep.
I would be asleep. I would be asleep because I have to be up. I have to be up, you know, early in the morning. You know, have other things to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I would probably have been asleep because there was nothing about that that just was entertaining to me.
That's sort of how I felt myself. Like, when I got home yesterday, I was like, maybe I'll try to watch Raw, but then I started looking at some of the stories, and like, this doesn't seem interesting to me. This is a YouTube clip, and the only thing that seemed interesting as far as, like, writing-wise was this banner between Chris Jericho and the Seth Rollins before they had the match. Now, I will admit, that was kind of funny when I read about it. I was trying to hope I could see the video of it, but I didn't. But besides that, the Goldberg announcement was really the only thing that really caught my attention. Everything else, besides the interview with Lita and the winners, everything else just seemed kind of dare. It didn't really, like, rein in, like, oh, I need to watch this. And I was like, it didn't catch my interest.
Real quick, is it me? Or is it me? Yeah. Or is Raw? It's somebody saying yeah. So I'm assuming it's just me. Is it me? Or is it starting to seem like on Raw every week we get the same thing? Because this week we got Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho arguing over something, and then Chris Jericho facing Jericho. Didn't this just happen like last week, and then the week before?
Yeah.
Isn't this like the third week we've been doing the same thing? Isn't this the second or the third week that end zone casts have been kind of jumped or whatever by Gallows and Anderson?
Well, speaking of, I don't know how many times I've seen like Gallows and Anderson facing New Day or some type of match, be it a tag match, a singles match, a six-man match. But that's getting
kind of
old as well.
Yeah, that's the point I was kind of getting at. It's getting really old.
Right.
I'm tired. A part of the part of making the fan want to watch a show is because we're assuming that you're going to feed us something different. And the only reason I said feed is because I just saw Applebee's commercial. The only reason it just seems like you're giving us the same thing. So how can you expect me to watch it? I'd rather turn and watch the Jets play Monday Night Football.
Honestly, I just fade out when they just start to get boring. It's hard to pay attention to
it. It is. I agree. It is hard to pay attention to it. It's complicated when you show me Jericho and Owens. I mean, at first, I admit it was funny. You know what they were doing. You know, haha. Yeah, you're going on the list. You know that was funny, and it's still funny now. But the whole thing where Kevin Owens is, you know, kind of being sarcastic, kind of sneaky. You know, okay, all right, I kind of get it. You know, it kind of gets old.
Yeah. Let Kevin Owens go back to being what made Kevin Owens great in the first place.
Right. Correct. Right. That's what I feel. We need something new. You know,
just go ahead and turn on each other and be done.
And I guess and the problem here is that Survivor Series is coming up. So what I'm getting is after they kill the whole Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins thing, they're going to run straight into Survivor Series. And then they're going to, you know, Jericho and Owens are going to be friends again. And here we go. Recycle, recycle, recycle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't see anything fresh coming here in here.
And to be honest with you, I'm not seeing. I know it's kind of early, but I'm not seeing any reason Survivor Series is going to be anything good just from the preliminary stuff right now.
You know, early in the year, and kind of to play off of what you just said there, earlier in the year, there was this rumor about them doing the whole War Games thing.
Yeah.
And that would be kind of cool because, you know, SmackDown laid down the, you know, the challenges and stuff like that and Raw. And Raw, you know, to me, you were telling me last night that, you know, Stephanie accepted, which I didn't know she accepted because she didn't say it on TV.
Well, yeah, it ran across my screen. Yeah, the notification.
On social media.
On WWE. Because, you know, they got
the notification. On the ticker. Yeah. On the, it ran across the WWE ticker. Okay, how many people pay attention to the freaking WWE ticker?
Yeah, you would think. If yesterday they talked about, we're training on Twitter this, we're training on Twitter that, they could have just leaked it. Hey, Stephanie said on Twitter that she would set the challenge up.
Well,
Stephanie said on. Okay.
No, I'm saying, shouldn't she have told us that we accept? Why do I have to read on the ticker that she accepted it?
I got a notification to my phone.
You got a notification, but this was during Raw, right? Yeah. So yeah. Why come she couldn't say that on Raw, the show? She had enough time to say, okay, she had enough time to say, oh, well, SmackDown laid down this challenge. At that same time, she should have said, you know what? We're going to accept. You know what I mean? We're gonna beat them and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I hear that?
Did she say that?
She didn't say that. You had to tell me off of the social media thingy. You had to tell her. You had to tell me that she accepted it. Well, I mean, how many? I mean, I'm not doing the social media thing, so I would have never knew.
You weren't paying attention to your phone.
I mean, yeah, I was paying attention to my phone, but I mean, I wouldn't have known. Why wasn't it on the show? You see what I'm saying? Like, so with everything, so I mean, I know Sheamus and Cesaro are good on social media, apparently. They're doing Facebook Live, doing matches and all.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's special. But. I mean, I think I sat and watched him. You know, Cesaro was kind of awkward because Cesaro didn't seem like he didn't know what he was doing. I think Sheamus was better at that. But anyway, but look, just to round this out, to me, the women on Raw are being better than the men on Raw. The men on SmackDown are showing me more than what the women on SmackDown are showing me. The women on SmackDown are pretty much taking us back. And I hate to say this because I like Naomi. She has all the talent in the world. I hate to say this. And I like Becky Lynch and I like Alexa Bliss. I don't know how I feel about Natalya. I like Nikki. I was about to say Brie. I like Nikki. But I think there's nothing there that pulls me to the women on SmackDown.
Nikki and Carmella?
They're doing that, Nikki. And that's kind of important, too, if Carmella wasn't jumping Nikki every week.
I told you.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Tamir. Corey, how do you feel about that? That whole thing where...
Nikki every week.
Say again?
You said Carmella jumping Nikki every week?
Yeah, because every time you turn around, Carmella's jumping Nikki. There's nothing...
Sneak jumping.
There's nothing new about that.
That part needs to be, they need to start doing it because it was getting kind of tiresome. Like I said, like I was saying earlier, I mean, I did enjoy their match at the Backlash pay-per-view. It was actually pretty good. Carmella got some pretty good offense in. And like I said, they need to just focus on Carmella's powers and not just have her attacking Nikki from behind all the time.
Right, right. And that's what...
Annoying.
Yeah, and that's what you've been saying to me, and that's what I've been agreeing with. So the whole point, just to round this out real quick, the whole point is there needs to be something new because you want to draw me. You want to give me a reason to not turn the TV. And all I'm seeing on Raw and SmackDown that is if the women are on Mondays, I'm going to turn the TV. If AJ, even though this stuff is kind of stupid with James and Dean and AJ and all stuff like this, if this wasn't happening, yeah. I would, you know, with the exception of that, I'm watching something else.
You know, it's never been like that. When
it's,
we want to turn the TV.
Yeah, it's never really been that bad. Right. So, if I'm going to give a grade, I'm probably going to give Raw for this week anyway, what happened last night. I'm going to give that Goldberg segment an A++++. That's an A+ times 6.
Make it time 20.
Time 20. Okay, so Corey agrees. Tamia said she loves it. Time 1,000. It gave her chills. It gave me chills. Corey, I know it gave you chills. I know Corey's probably excited. He probably cried.
It made me feel like a kid again.
Exactly. Corey was crying. We had to throw handkerchiefs at Corey. Tamia wanted to be picked up on his shoulders like the kids. But yeah. So that pretty much that's how we feel about the Raw and the SmackDown from last week. Or the Raw from this week and the SmackDown from last week. Real quick, everybody's favorite segment. We're going to do a segment called Nothing Makes Me Madder Than. This is pretty much, I'm assuming it's going to be Corey's favorite segment. Because Corey is, I don't know if you know this to me, but Corey is very angry. He is a very angry man. He's getting mad right now. Corey is very angry. I'm loving. Every morning I skip through the flowers and blow dandelions in people's face. I blow dandelions, you know what I mean?
I think those horns are holding your halo up.
Right.
Did you say right. Porn? What the hell?
Those horns are holding your halo up.
What you be doing after you do the podcast.
Wait a minute now. How'd you know? So nothing makes me madder than Corey. Go ahead and give yours for the week, please.
Nothing makes me madder than when I go to a restaurant and order a cheeseburger with no pickles and mustard. Lo and behold, I go and sit down and eat, and what do I find? Pickles and mustard. I do not like pickles on my burger. I should have to open my burger up, remove all the condiments, take the pickles out, put all the condiments back in there, and then take a bite of it and taste the mustard.
This mad about
he is mad about food.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like every one of yours is gonna be about food?
I just see you know,
like are we gonna write these down?
I would simply say no pickles, no mustard. Everything else is fine. Then I get my burger and what I saw. Pickles and mustard. And I'm taking a bite out of one. Like, is this a pickle? I told you no pickles on this.
Jeez, Corey, calm down.
Jeez,
Corey, good Lord, don't break the counter. Jeez. You're not allowed in McDonald's again. Told you, he's the angry one. Out of the two, he's literally the angry one. I am the nicest one.
I'm a very, very happy person.
So I'm going to go with mine. Mine's a little nicer than Corey's. I'm not going to break anything. Nothing makes me madder than when I go into a store and I take my time to look for something, you know, because I'm well-dressed, right? So I go around and I look at the ties. And, oh, I like this tie right here. Oh, I like this. And, you know, because they're on displays. They're on these little wooden men who sit there and point and laugh at you. So, you know, so I go around looking at these little wooden mannequins, you know, look at the pants and, you know, look at the ties and stuff like that. Nothing makes me madder than when I sit here and look at the displays that you have. And then I ask you, I say, hey, I like to get this tie. I like to get these pants. Oh, sorry, sir. We don't have these in stock. What the? Why are they here? Didn't you strip the man down and you put on what you have? Don't sit there and tease me. It's bad enough that they're sitting there and they're staring at me. That's probably why they're laughing. Haha, you can't wear these. I mean, seriously.
No time for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Haha, no time for you. You know? I mean, it is a conspiracy. It really is. I mean, why do you have those pants? I mean, can I have the pants that he's wearing? Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't think I want those. I don't. No.
With their invisible
penis? Yeah. I don't want invisible penis rubbing my penis. What the hell? the hell? that got weird really fast.
Whoa.
I think we're going to kill this segment. But on that note, we're gonna kind of cut this show real quick. Invisible mannequin penis. this has been fun. Had a good show today. We talked a little TNA. We talked a little WWE. We talked a little Paige. We talked a little Raw. We talked a little SmackDown. You know, how we feel about the women on both shows, how we feel about the men, why the titles aren't important. I think we had a good conversation today. Looking forward to next week's show. Corey, anything you want to go over real quick before we end the show?
Yeah, if you're a burger maker, a burger flipper, please,
listen to
this. Please,
do not
put pickles on my burgers.
Please,
don't disclose the name, Corey, but please, whoever you are, and starts with an M, whoever you are, starts with an M and ends with an Arnold's, whoever you are, please make his burger right, or he will throw the pickles at you.
And please give me some hot French fries, not the French fries that have been sitting up there for 20 to 30 minutes.
The hell, Corey? Did they give you the French fries off the floor?
Oh, God. God, he's making me not want to eat French fries anymore.
Here you go. He'll take these. he won't know the difference. Shake the trash off of it. He'll be fine. Cover it with... It's just salt, sir. It's just salt. To me, anything you want to go over with real quick before we end this show? She has nothing. All right. Well, for the hamburger eater there and for my lovely producer, Tamia, I am Derek. You have been listening to Let's Be Honest. I don't even know the whole name of my show. Take two. For Tamia, for the hamburger eater there, Corey, I'm Derek. You've been listening to Let's Be Honest. Thank you and have a good week.